Early signs of kidney disease and ancient ways to protect your kidneys. The kidneys function as the body's filters, silently supporting overall health. Yet many people unknowingly damage them over time. By recognizing the early signs of kidney disease and adopting simple dietary and massage remedies, you can help prevent kidney failure and reduce your chances of needing dialysis. Some may consider the kidneys to be silent, because the early symptoms of kidney disease are typically subtle or go unnoticed. By the time symptoms appear, the condition has often progressed to an advanced stage. In 2020, the United States had the second highest dialysis rate in the world, following Taiwan, according to the United States Renal Data System. Early signs of kidney disease. On the Qi Health Program, Lin Yuanchuan, director of the Lin Yuanchuan Chinese Medicine Clinic in Taiwan, shared key warning signs of kidney disease. These include the following. Foamy urine. Persistent or excessive foam in the urine may signal kidney problems. Edema. Generalized swelling, particularly around the eyelids, face, and limbs, can indicate kidney damage. High blood pressure. Studies show that most people with chronic kidney disease also have hypertension. Hypertension can contribute to chronic kidney disease, and chronic kidney disease can worsen hypertension, creating a harmful cycle. Anemia. Research suggests that anemia becomes more common in advanced chronic kidney disease. A sudden onset of anemia in someone with no prior history may indicate declining kidney functions and reduced erythropoietin, the hormone responsible for stimulating red blood cell production. Fatigue, frequent tiredness or exhaustion, even without significant physical exertion, may signal declining kidney function. Lin recommends seeking prompt medical attention if any of these symptoms occur and undergoing diagnostic testing for an accurate evaluation. Common causes of kidney damage. Taiwan has the highest dialysis rate in the world, mainly due to dietary habits, Lin said. He highlighted several common factors that can harm kidney health. Plasticizers. Plasticizers in food pose serious health risks. A cohort study found that exposure to plasticizers may increase the risk of kidney damage, malignant tumors, metabolic syndrome, and cardiovascular disease. A survey also linked the frequent use of plastic tableware or microwaving food covered in plastic wrap to higher levels of phthalate metabolites in urine. Heavy metals in seafood. Studies have shown that heavy metals like arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury can damage the kidneys. Larger fish, such as tuna, accumulate higher levels of heavy metals, increasing the risk of kidney harm in those who eat them. Opting for smaller fish species can reduce exposure, as they generally contain lower heavy metal levels. Improper medication use. Overuse of both Western and traditional Chinese medicine can harm the kidneys. A review found that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as acetyl salicylic acid, may increase the risk of acute kidney injury, particularly in older patients and those with chronic illnesses. Similarly, the misuse of steroids has been shown to cause acute kidney injury and elevate the risk of chronic kidney disease. Diabetes and hypertension. Chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension can gradually lead to kidney failure. To reduce this risk, patients should closely monitor their blood sugar and blood pressure and undergo regular kidney function tests. TCM treatments to improve kidney function. When kidney function declines to the point where the kidneys can no longer filter metabolic waste effectively, dialysis or a kidney transplant becomes necessary. Whether it is early stage or late stage kidney disease, traditional Chinese medicine treatments can help improve kidney function and delay the need for dialysis, Lin said. Lin shared a case he had encountered in which a patient with kidney failure whose estimated glomerular filtration rate had dropped to 29.7 mL/min/1.73 m/2, far below the normal. To put this into perspective, an eGFR between 29 and 15 signals stage 4 kidney disease, or poor kidney function. The patient had a sallow complexion and anemia. After 1 month of treatment, the patient's eGFR improved to 36.5. After 3 months, it reached 45.8. A retrospective cohort study found that patients with moderate to advanced chronic kidney disease who took TCM herbal formulas had higher survival rates and a nearly 40% lower risk of disease progression than the control group. Herbal teas for kidney care. Astragalus is commonly used in TCM to boost qi, the body's vital energy. A systematic review suggests astragalus may reduce proteinuria in patients with diabetic kidney disease. However, further trials are needed to confirm its benefits. A 2021 study found that goji berries protect the kidneys and may help prevent acute kidney failure. Because goji berries are naturally sweet, Lin noted that people with diabetes should consume them in moderation. He recommends diabetic patients opt for plantain and corn silk tea instead, as it supports both kidney and blood sugar health. For daily kidney care, Lin recommends 2 herbal teas and 2 acupressure points to massage. Astragalus and goji berry tea, recipe. Ingredients. 34 fluid ounces water. 0.5 ounce astragalus root. 0.5 ounce goji berries. Instructions. Wash the berries and astragalus root. Place the ingredients in a pot. Simmer over medium heat for 15 minutes. Strain the herbs. The tea is ready to serve. Cooked goji berries may be eaten if desired. Plantain and corn silk tea, recipe. Research in mice shows that Plantago Asiatica L extracts may help lower blood sugar and cholesterol levels. Another 2017 animal study found that corn silk extract supports the repair of insulin-secreting pancreatic beta cells and enhances insulin secretion in mice, helping regulate blood sugar. The following is a recipe that utilizes both plantain and corn silk. Ingredients. 51 fluid ounces water. 5.3 ounces fresh plantain. 1.2 ounces fresh corn silk. Instructions. Rinse the ingredients thoroughly and cut the plantain into sections. Place all ingredients in a pot. Bring to a boil, then reduce to low heat and simmer for 45 minutes. Strain the herbs. The tea is now ready to drink. Acupoints that support kidney health. TCM teaches that qi flows through the body along meridians. Stimulating specific acupoints that lie upon these meridians can enhance kidney function. Research suggests acupuncture can provide many benefits to patients with chronic kidney disease, including improved kidney function, reduced proteinuria, better management of hypertension and anemia, relief from common symptoms like pain, uremic pruritus, insomnia, and fatigue. While acupuncture can be highly effective for improving kidney health, it requires proper technique and should always be performed by a qualified TCM practitioner or licensed acupuncturist. Patients can also promote kidney health at home by gently tapping the following 2 acupoints daily. Guan Yuan Acupoint. Stimulating this acupoint replenishes kidney qi and strengthens bladder function. Xinshu Acupoint. Tapping this acupoint in the morning enhances kidney function and alleviates lower back pain. Tapping technique. Stand upright with your knees slightly bent and hands loosely clenched. Using both hands, alternate tapping the Guan Yuan acupoint, ensuring each tap produces a clear sound. Perform 36 taps daily. Next, tap the 2 Xinshu acupoints on your back. Use your left hand to tap the right Xinshu acupoint and your right hand to tap the left, completing 36 taps on each side. Precision is unnecessary. Tapping around the general area of the acupoints is enough to yield benefits. Some herbs mentioned in this article may be unfamiliar, but they are generally available at health food stores and Asian grocery stores. Since treatment methods vary by individual, consult a healthcare professional for personalized guidance.